It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones and to the fun, Johnson in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. We're talking about RFID, and I guess some of the frightening things that are about this, some of the frightening applications that this could be used for, and you had some more information for us.
Right. Well, besides it being put in currency and, you know, the government being able to just scan your house and rob you, the other thing you have to take into account, and this is strange, too, because I really like the idea of RFID. I just wish that it weren't able to be used for such insidious purposes. For example, one of the nice uses I always think of is, you know, if products were labeled, you'd be able to, say, throw all your clothes in the washing machine. Your washing machine would know if they were colors or, you know, or they would know if, you know, what type of fabrics were there. Or perhaps your refrigerator would know when something was running out and it would be able to tell you, you know, things like that.
Right.
But, however, one of the things that you can think about is any sort of thing that technology that can be used to catalog items like that can be used against you for example, insurance or auditing or, for example, imagine a tax collector comes to your house, you know, for an audit, and they can just use an RFID reader and say, oh, well, this is the list of stuff that you have in your house, and this is the list of when it was purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Things
like
that.
I don't know why that's bad, but it doesn't sound good.
Well, imagine, for example, also, if all this stuff is tied together in a database, if you buy certain items in a store, even if you buy them at different stores and it's all tied together to a central database, then people know, you know, someone, anyone tracking you, you know, whether or not it's a government agent or someone else, maybe, you know, I don't know, a private investigator with access to that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
can see a record of everything that you've been buying. You know?
Yeah.
And that's scary in and of itself.
Very good,
you know,
Johnson.
Some people, you know, would like to have that sort of privacy to be able to get away from that, and if RFID gets into place, that takes that away. The goal there, the other thing that a lot of people are very scared about with the RFID thing and a lot of the conspiracy about it is that they're trying to create a network of where the RFIDs can communicate, and it really kind of track every single item on the planet is the supposed goal there.
That seems pretty outrageous.
Well, a lot of people are also very concerned because they think that in order for that to really happen, in order to create the global system, the countries are going to have to cooperate and you're going to need to form a one-world government because otherwise there's going to be no way to accomplish that.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I know that people want privacy, but, man, it really seems like it's just a thing of the past.
No, that's not true. You can absolutely have privacy. You just have to work towards it. And, Johnson, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's expensive, and it costs time to be a private individual. It can still be done, and in the case of these RFID tags, it could still be done. For instance, Mark, you could very easily, if this is something that is a concern, and it's clear that it's a concern, somebody's going to come up with the RFID zapper.
Killer. Yeah.
And so, therefore,
a magnet wouldn't do it?
Who knows what would do it?
A powerful enough magnet would probably scramble its little brain.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a difficult device, I don't think, to manufacture. Wouldn't
so then
be
all
very
your
expensive.
Cash, you kill the RFID zapper and all your cash. You're probably right about that. The zapper
Absolutely.
Will be available.
It'll be very affordable. That way you don't have to count on the retailers to install a zapper at their front door. You walk out of the store, bzz, zap your whole cart. And there you go.
I'll bet you the zapper would be something you could put like a fire detector above your door when of your house, and when you walk in, it just...
Sure. Let the market decide. If people really want privacy, the market will provide ways to get it, just like they currently do. I mean, you can currently be a pretty private individual in America. There are lots of people that do that sort of thing. It's just that you don't hear from them because they're private. 800-259-9231 as we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Well, I had an event to report to you that I've been holding on to for a couple weeks because I haven't had a chance to call in and tell you about it, but
wow.
I think you'll find it to be amusing.
All right.
You've been following the story of Lauren Canario, the gal who is from New Hampshire, basically, who went to New London, Connecticut, to protest the imminent domain seizures there.
Right. She was protesting by sitting on a porch reading a book when she was arrested.
Right. She was reading a book on the porch of one of the property owners.
yep.
Who's having his land seized. She still has permission to be there because he still has authority over that land for a few more weeks. But
okay.
Anyway, so I thought, well, what kind of need to help Lauren? So I decided to just go down there by myself, and I did a silent protest marathon in New London. I went to six different bureaucrat offices who identified as being connected with hurting Lauren
mm-hmm.
or with participating in the eminent domain seizures.
So where'd you go? Like the prosecutor, the jail?
I've missed a few, but the ones I could think of were Pfizer, the jail, the prison, the police office, a couple other places. And the one I think is most interesting to report on was the New London Development Corporation itself, which is a key perpetrator in this whole thing.
This is the company that was created by the government in order to transfer people's private property to for further development by other private individuals. That's what the NLDC, New London Development Corporation, is.
Right. So I got their address and went there. And the way I do silent protest, well, I'll just explain this one. I went to that office, and I walked into the office, and I just opened up the sign, and it said, you know, did you help them destroy property rights?
Mm.
And there was one guy there, and he looked scared. And he looked at me, and I just aimed the sign at him and just stood there and looked respectful but not very talkative. I didn't say a word.
Right.
And he said, may I help you? I see you want to carry a sign. Can I help you with some business or anything like that?
Right.
And I just stood there and
smiling.
I handed him a flyer. You know, it said something, you know, it had some more details as to what I thought he should do. You know,
just quit his job.
Right. Yeah, something like that. And,
right.
So he took the flyer, and I still didn't say anything. So finally he goes, well, you can't just stand there with a sign. You're going to have to stand outside the office, you know. So I was not very far inside his office, so I just decided to back up real slow, you know, like about an inch a second.
Right.
So he's just sitting there watching me go backwards with his sign aimed at him. Finally, I get out of his door.
He thought you were a madman, Dave.
I kept going backwards, you know, at the same speed after I got outside his office. So it's real quiet in there, so you could just hear this creaking every 5 or 10 seconds when I take a step.
Mm-hmm.
And he could just hear this creaking, and his door is still open. Finally, he comes out the door and looks to see I'm still there, and I'm only like 4 feet away from the door by that time. And he closes the door and waves goodbye to me.
And then what did you do? Did you just kind of stay out there for a little while? Or?
Oh, I just kept walking out slowly. I left some flyers around the area.
You know, it's just a fantastic approach, Dave, that you take. And it's great what you're doing. In fact, we were talking about the Manchester police camera thing earlier on the show, and I noticed that you had posted a message at NH3.com in response to this, the idea that the Manchester, New Hampshire school board is looking to put multiple digital video cameras on each school bus, and you had said that this was going to be your next target. What do you have planned, Dave?
Well, I'll just go to probably the Manchester Transit Authority or whatever they call it, and I'll probably just do one of these there where I walk in with a sign. And
I was thinking of a little twist. Since they are going to be videotaping children, well, isn't it appropriate that the bureaucrats have themselves videotaped? Perhaps you could come in with a sign and a video camera and tape them. You know, like, see how it feels, bureaucrats, or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you don't live that far from Manchester. Why don't you do it?
I didn't leave the house. Oh, what are you kidding?
I'm busy. I'm calling radio stations all day.
Yeah.
If one of you wants to come by, you could, like, join me, and you could have the camera and take the picture.
Next time you're doing it in Keene, I'll join you. As of right now, I don't really have time to travel across the state. But thank you for the invitation, man, and good luck. Let us know what happens. Thanks, Dave. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. As we go to the amplifier line and talk to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I'm calling from the South Carolina State Fair, where the South Carolina Libertarian Party is doing an Operation Politically Homeless booth.
Excellent.
And right now it's actually being staffed by three members of my campus libertarian group, which had our first meeting Wednesday night.
Wow, great. So this is brand new activism. I want to get some highlights from the fair, maybe some of the interesting people you met. Hang on, 800-259-9231.
I do love the livestock section of the fair. It stinks a little bit, but I don't smell very well.
I like to see the pigs and the cows and the chickens. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Carthenic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone, but he spoke too soon.
Introducing the Osmos wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Lykos. Like us, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives, the entire year's worth of the show on the front page of the site for free at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, it is Zach in South Carolina. Now, you're actually calling us from the county fair, apparently, right, Zach?
Yeah, state fair, actually.
State fair. So there's going to be a lot of people at the state fair, I would imagine, there in South Carolina. And you guys have set up an Operation Politically Homeless booth, which, as we have described before, and why don't you actually describe what it is, Zach, as you understand it?
Okay, well, ours is actually a little bit different from the normal one. we have three computers set up, and it has a modified version of the world's smallest political quiz. And afterwards, it shows the user where they fit onto the political map, and it's the same one. And then we then look at that and give them information about the Libertarian Party and try to explain to them about their score and what we believe.
Wow, so computerized version of the quiz. That's a little bit different. You must be indoors, obviously. You're not out in the dusty area of the fair.
We're in one of the indoor halls.
So is this your first experience at an Operation Politically Homeless booth?
Yes, it is.
And what do you think so far? I mean, have you had any interesting encounters with people? Give us a couple highlights.
Well, first of all, last night, just to get into the fair, I was walking into the gate, and this cop said, "Excuse me, sir, how old are you?" And I'm 18, and he said, "Well, can I see your identification?" I said, "Why?" He said, "I just need to see your identification." I said, "Well, why do you need to see it?" He says, "Do you have a driver's license with you?" I said, "Yes, I know what you want, but why do you need to see it?" Like, "Well, I have to see your date of birth to see if you're above 18, because apparently they have a curfew here or something." But anyways, I came back tonight, and I decided I'll just leave all of my identification in my car, so if anyone asks me, I'll just say no and see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I walked up to the gate, and I saw the signs that I didn't see last night. And apparently, it's ruled by the fair, and that they have a curfew limit after a certain time that under 18 have to be accompanied by an adult.
Okay.
So it was actually one of the fair workers tonight and not a cop that sent me back to my car to get my ID.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah. So I wasn't too mad tonight.
Right on.
So one of the most interesting people that I've had so far, I just got done talking to about 5 minutes ago. She took the quiz, and she scored centrist, and then I was talking to her about it. And then we also have a lot of these diggers at our booth.
You've got what at your booth?
Diggers?
Stickers.
Stickers.
Oh, okay.
And they're stop signs that say stop taxing our property.
Okay.
And most people are just grabbing these up, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, that sounds great."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Oh," I tried to give her a Libertarian pamphlet, and she says, she handed it back to me. She said, "Oh, no, I know what you Libertarians stand for, and I don't agree with it. You want to take away our property tax, which that's what funds our schools."
Oh, boy.
So I thought, well, one of the things I said to her, well, I think we should work towards privatizing schools. And when I, through talking to her, found out I wouldn't win that argument, so I kind of shifted it, and I said, well, why do we have to have only property taxes paying for schools? We do have other taxes, and we could still cut property tax and cut spending. I said, well, where are you going to cut spending? And we need all these programs. I said, well, no, I think most of the programs could be done voluntarily. I said, well, what about the courts? And I don't agree with the, I think we need the gun control.
Yeah.
So, well, first of all, in court, we could have user fees that would help pay for those costs.
Sure.
But, well, yeah, but I don't think that people should have to pay if they really have a need. Said, well, this would really cut down on frivolous lawsuits, and I don't think we should force people that aren't using the courts at all to pay for them. Said, well, yeah, but what about criminal cases? You still have to have the cops prosecute criminals for fines for the public good. And so then I just kind of shifted over and I said, well, I noticed you mentioned gun control, and why do you think we need that? And she was never really clear. She was just like, well,
she's not clear. She just knows she doesn't like guns.
Criminals. Yeah. And I said, well, don't you think it'd be good if private citizens had guns to help protect themselves? Said, well, I don't know about that, because then we don't have the gun control laws, and anyone could get guns. Said, well, gun control laws don't keep criminals from getting guns if they're gonna.
That's why they're called criminals.
That's breaking the law. They're not gonna mind breaking the law that says you can't buy a gun.
Right.
And she said, well,
yeah, but we just shouldn't make it easy. And I
did
said,
you
well,
get anywhere with this woman? I mean, really. Did you actually end up getting anywhere with her?
Kind of. We just kept talking, and I would keep presenting her with these counterarguments, and she'd be like, well, yeah, but I don't know. And I said, so you don't think we should have a Second Amendment? Then no, I think we should have that. Oh, so you don't think it should be enforced and that people should be allowed to purchase guns? Well, no, I just think there should be limits. Well, why? Wouldn't limits just discourage the law-abiding citizens and keep them from being able to get the guns? Well, in domestic violence cases and suicides, what if someone wants to kill themselves?
So this just went on and on. You know, I'd like to say, I mean, I'm just kind of like falling asleep listening to the description. I mean, this. How long did you spend with this woman?
Oh, probably about 10 minutes. We just went on, but I was finally able to, like, just every point she came at me with, I would give her a counterpoint. And then finally she just kind of was like, well, I don't know about all that. Said, well, why don't you just take this pamphlet and read it over, and it can explain stuff better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
Said, oh, okay, so...
Sounds like you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, because at first she was like, oh, no, I don't want to read that. I know I disagree with you. And in the end, I was able to get her to actually take it and read it.
Huh.
So I was happy... I would do that.
While it may have turned out in a positive direction, I do have a little bit of critique for you, and that is that if there was other people passing by at the time where you were talking with this woman, you missed out on the opportunity to reach out and have those individuals take the quiz. And I don't know, were you all alone with this woman, or were there other people around?
There are people that are walking by our booth.
Right. See, here's the trick. This is a numbers game. The idea of the booth isn't to evangelize libertarian thought to people that aren't really predisposed to it in the first place. The idea is to simply get people to take the quiz, offer them a little bit more information, and move them on. I can't tell you how to do your booth, but just from my experience, there are going to be people that will talk your ear off. They will talk to you as long as you will allow them to stand there and talk. And if you don't shut them down and say, thank you for coming by, I've got to get to the next person, really appreciate it, and move them along, they'll just keep talking to you. And thank you for the call, Zach. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Boys out there spreading the good word on a Friday night.
I think it's great what he's doing. It's just you've got to tweak it a little bit. You can't let those people who are passing by pass by while this woman, who you really aren't going to have any real effect on,
she still wants to get rid of all the guns.
We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Updates.freetalklive.com is where you do that. It'll get you clued in to whatever's new with the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Rich in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I was calling about the caller, the RIFD.
RFID, yes, sir.
Yeah, RFID. There was a show on Coast to Coast a couple years back where the guests had said that if they had it their way, the reason the RFID was going to be in the money was because the readers that you would walk through at the entrance to the stores would read everything on you that had RFID on it. So if the money had RFID on it and other things, like your credit cards or whatever had RFID on it, they would know who you were, how much cash you had on you. You know, if your clothes had little RFID chips, it could tell, what kind of clothes you're wearing and stuff like that.
Right.
And,
well, what's so bad about that
here,
part?
Well, why do they need to know that?
I agree. I agree.
But just through sitting here or listening to the other callers, I got to thinking, what if they put these RFID chips in the cameras that are above all the stoplights and stuff that are reading our license plates and all that? Then they'd know where you were all the time. It's just like the Nazis put the little marks on the Jews so they could tell, track them. It's the same thing.
It is sort of like that.
And it's the same people in power. I mean, if you look at the structure, those people are family of the people that funded those people, and it's insane that they're there.
Yeah, I've heard those allegations that
they're
guess...
They're not allegations.
Prescott Bush apparently funded the
prison.
Nazis.
He spent time in prison for trying to overthrow the government back then.
Huh. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I guess, the solution is, if you're afraid of all this, get one of the zappers.
They're out there already. I've seen people have IM'd me links to them. One of them's built like a camera, looks like a camera. You just kill it right there.
Boom.
It lets you know whether it exists, and then let you know how to kill it.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Let's talk to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Brent.
Hey. Well, I want to talk about the RFID chips,
yes,
but
sir.
I also have a quick tip before I get into that for the guy that was talking about the outreach and spending a lot of time with the lady who he didn't really have a lot of chance of converting. I've done a lot of sales, and I've done a lot of canvassing in my career as a basically jobless person, but making money on the side mostly.
Okay.
But
sounds good, like good employment.
Say what?
Sounds like good employment. Go on.
Well, I mean, I generally I work on contract for various odd jobs and do a lot of sales through things like that, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, when you're doing sales or canvassing, or which is more what this guy was doing, was kind of outreach stuff, you know, you got three kinds of people. You've got people who are never going to buy, or who, if you give them the pamphlet, you know, they're just going to throw them away no matter what you say.
Yep.
You know, you've got people who are totally with you. As soon as they see your face, they want whatever you're selling, or if you're, you know, doing outreach like him, they're already a libertarian, they're in the party, they know all the stuff, they've taken the quiz right there, you know, and you don't want to waste more than, you know, a friendly smile and a handshake with any people like that. I mean,
sure.
It's just not, if your objective is to convert as many people or to open as many people's eyes as you can, that's
right.
A waste of your resources as far as time and pamphlets. You know, the only people you want to spend any time with are the ones that aren't necessarily all the way with you, but that have the potential to be converted to your
agree.
Viewpoint, or at least to have, you know, a definite change of a viewpoint.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
And it should be pointed out that an Operation Politically Homeless booth, or this outreach opportunity, is just outreach. It's not conversion. This is not evangelizing. It is not proselytizing. It is just simply giving these people the opportunity to take the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take for yourself at politicalquiz.com, and then letting them know where they scored. Did they score as a libertarian? Did they score as an authoritarian? Offering them some information to take home.
Yeah.
Now, personally, when I run a booth, I sell the information. If I'm the one paying for and setting up the booth, if you want a brochure, it's 25 cents. I'm going to cover my cost on the brochure, and I'm going to make it so you care enough to read it when you get home, because you're absolutely right, Brent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going to take a freebie brochure because they are too nice to refuse it. Like, if you stand somewhere, if you stood at a county fair in a flow of people and handed out a bunch of pamphlets without even saying things to people, people naturally will reach out to take the pamphlet from you, and then when they get out of your sight, it's going in the trash or on the ground. And nothing can be more disappointing than walking around after you've just handed out a bunch of pamphlets and seeing them thrown in the trash or on the ground. And so to prevent that from happening, you just simply say, well, if you're interested in more information, it'll be 25 cents. And people, you'd be surprised, shocked at how many people, even authoritarians, even people that score the complete opposite from where we want them to score, just because they're curious, will dig into their pants and pull out a quarter and drop it in a jar and walk away with the information. And you know when they get home that night, they are going to sit down and read that brochure because, darn it, they paid for it.
They paid for it, yeah.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Brent. We appreciate hearing from you,
but,
man.
Yeah,
well, I mean, oh, wait, you still there?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the RFID thing real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what's up?
Well, I mean, kind of along the lines of what you were saying about that little zapper, you know, I heard you talking about it. I did about 10 minutes of research on the Internet, and I found numerous solutions, a few of which were, for instance, RFID chips, really cheap, really easy to produce. You know, you could get a sheet of 100 of them and put them in your pocket, you know, basically just gum up the works because it would overload, you know, whatever scanner. Maybe it can only hold, you know, 10 or 15 in its memory banks at one time.
Mm.
Or, alternatively, I saw a couple of devices being advertised that basically broadcast emulations of RFID chips in the thousands and thousands.
Hmm.
You know, just a little, like a, you know, a tiny wristwatch or smaller than cell phone size thing.
So it overloads them?
Yeah, exactly. If you're broadcasting, you know, 7,000 RFID signals, the person's, there's no way that, you know, that they're going to have enough memory set up for something that's not designed to do
that.
Or
you could just have the signals full of garbage. You could have the signals just full of mindless information that doesn't make sense.
And at the very end of the day, there still has to be a person at the end making decisions.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way through all the info.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brent. We appreciate it, man. We really do appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. So we were going to talk about Walmart. We got into this RFID thing, because there's news. A Pennsylvania jury, according to Reuters, said on Friday that Walmart Stores Incorporated, the world's largest retailer, must pay $78 million in damages to current and former Pennsylvania employees for forcing them to work off the clock during rest breaks. That's right, Walmart managers were standing with whips, guns, and chains, and ordering their employees to work longer and harder. Come on, what are you talking about forcing people to work during their rest breaks?
Well, I would say that you would, under threat of losing your job, you could consider yourself to be forced.
No, there's no force involved there. Anyway, let's go on, because there's more. On Thursday, a state jury in Philadelphia found in favor of Michelle Braun and Dolores Hummel, formerly employed by Walmart, saying the company violated Pennsylvania labor laws by failing to pay employees for their work. After deliberating for about 2 hours, the jury found in Walmart's favor on the charge that it denied workers meal breaks. It awarded about $2.5 million for off-the-clock working and about $76 million for lost rest breaks between March of 98 and May of 2006.
Now, really, all this money is just going to lawyers.
Because most of it, yeah.
The employees themselves are going to be getting a couple of bucks an hour, or whatever,
bucks.
You know, a few bucks an hour or whatever per employee. Come on.
The award was another blow to Walmart's image, which has been tarnished by accusations by labor unions, politicians, and others that it pays poverty-level wages and mistreats workers. Walmart...
I don't agree with that part.
No, I don't agree with any of it. They pay above the minimum wage, and you can always leave if you don't like it, which is the key to this story. Walmart, which has been working aggressively to improve its reputation, has said it has been unfairly targeted because it is such a large employer. One of the defendants, Hummel, said tearfully that she was very happy with the jury's award. It took a lot of courage for me to go against Walmart, said Hummel, who worked for the company for 10 years.
Now, she must have been really upset with the working conditions if you worked there 10 years.
Right. You're being abused. You're being forced to continue working, but you don't go somewhere else. We're going to explore this a little bit more coming up with your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. If your boss was giving you reasons to do things you didn't want to do, couldn't you just leave?
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions. Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this Friday edition of the show. You can still get on the air, though, if you dial in now. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website where we got all kinds of great stuff, and it's all free. Archives, wiki, live streaming, map, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. You get it all for free. And if you appreciate that, then a great way to show your appreciation is to voluntarily pony up a few bucks a month for the show. It's called AMP, and it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the purpose is that you send us $3 a month, registering your appreciation for the show and what we're doing here, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. If you like that, send the $3 a month our way, and it's easy to do at amp.freetalklive.com. And then we take the money in and turn it right back around into promoting the show, hence the name Advertise, Market, and Promote. We buy industry advertising. We buy internet advertising. We get on more radio stations as a result of your $3 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details, learn about the program, learn about where we're spending the money, and learn about some of the perks you get, access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Walmart. They've been ordered to pay $78 million in damages to former and current Pennsylvania employees for allegedly forcing them to work off the clock or during rest breaks. Mike Donovan, an attorney for the plaintiff, said the jury's verdict was a home run. Yeah, for your bank account, Mike. They awarded everything we asked for, he said. The message of today's verdict to large retailers is that they can't say one thing to their employees and do another. Neil Mann, an attorney for Walmart, says he obviously disagrees with the jury's verdict and its award of damages, saying, I'm confident there will be an appeal, but declined to specify the grounds of said appeal. Board deliberations began in Philadelphia's Court of Common Pleas. Donovan argued that Walmart employees were forced to work through their breaks because the company wanted to maximize profits. Walmart doesn't understand anything but numbers, he said. In order for Walmart to understand this, it needs to see numbers. Big numbers. At one point, Donovan urged the jury to, quote, send a message to corporate America, unquote, by fully compensating plaintiffs for their lost wages. But he was immediately rebuked by the judge, who instructed the jury to ignore Donovan's statement. Mann, who asked the jury to award $287,000 for off-the-clock working and $6.65 million for missed rest breaks, argued that many employees had, in fact, taken breaks without swiping their ID cards to indicate they were on a break. You don't think that a retail employee would do something like that now, do you?
Oh, I'm certain they would.
You mean that they would take a break but not actually clock out during that break so they would get paid for being on break?
Or when they take their break, they go to use the bathroom first.
Right.
Then they clock out, so they get that extra 4, 5, 10 minutes
right.
that they spend in the bathroom on the break, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got all, there's all kinds of little tricks that these guys use. And you think Walmart's going to sue its employees for working the system a little bit? No. They just deal with it. It's part of what you, deal with what you deal with by running a retail business and people that don't want to be out on the floor doing their jobs.
I'd have to say you're right about that.
So now you've got this $78 million award here. The attorney says lots of people who took rest breaks just simply didn't swipe. He also urged jurors to consider that some employees may have missed parts of their breaks because they wanted to keep working. As I did when I worked in retail, there were some times where my department was busy, and I didn't want the fool over in sporting goods to have to come over and cover the electronics department because he doesn't know jack squat about televisions and the other products that we're selling there.
Cameras, there's a lot of very specific stuff that goes on electronics.
Right, and so I wanted to stay and take care of it. And I, of course, was under the age of 18, so I was subject to child labor laws in addition to all the other stupid laws.
You had to have the 30-minute break.
Whatever. And man, there's all kinds of mandates put on people. Why can't I make my own decisions? And what this article says here is that employees, these employees for Walmart, are just a bunch of pathetic losers who don't have the courage to take their own lives into their own hands and leave somewhere they're unhappy being. And it couldn't have been that bad for this woman who was one of the defendants in this case, or plaintiffs, rather.
She stayed there for 10 years.
Yeah, she was there for a decade of her entire life. Now, maybe it got really bad towards the end, but I doubt it. I mean, retail's retail. I mean, there's some technological changes that go into it, but it's still basics of satisfying customers, moving product, and stocking shelves. I mean, that's what retail is. So if it was bad at the end, it was probably similar towards the beginning. This woman just found an opportunity. I don't know how it happened. Maybe a lawyer approached her. You wonder how these things start. What's the seedling here? What started this case? What encouraged this woman to approach this lawyer? Or how did they get together with this shark and actually take this case to court?
It does make you wonder. Difficult to speculate.
Right.
I mean, there at the end, she's like, you know, sometimes I'd have to work through a part of my break, and I think that I should get $72 million for that, or whatever. I mean, it doesn't seem, I don't know, it's a strange case. How did that come about? Was it a party where there are drinks and,
yeah,
you know, chatting about it, and the lawyer says, because the lawyer is going to get a big old chunk of the $72 mil.
And he's then probably going to get, like $60 million out of it? Something like that?
No, I wouldn't go that high.
No? Not that big?
At least a third.
Okay.
He's going to get that kind of number, and then the employees are going to get $100 apiece.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in December, a California jury ruled that Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas, should pay $172 million in damages and compensation to about 116,000 current and former employees for denying meal breaks. Plaintiffs in the 2001 California lawsuit claimed Walmart had failed to pay hourly employees for missed or interrupted meal breaks. Walmart says it took steps to ensure meal breaks for its employees, including deploying technology to shut down cash registers if cashiers don't respond to alerts for breaks.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge. We really want you to take a break. We're shutting down your register. Get out.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing.
What else do they have to do?
Yeah, it's just amazing to me how people are just so irresponsible in this country. And I guess it's been bred in by the government education system for the most part.
You're supposed to take care of me.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of irresponsible adult children. They can't handle their own lives. And if something happens to them, they miss a break while they're at work. It's going to be a lawsuit on you, Walmart. You better look out. Because I'm supposed to have my 15 minutes. Please. Get a life. You have a job. If you don't like it, there's plenty of other jobs out there, and you can go get one of those, or better yet...
Newspaper's full of them.
Well, better yet, how about you do something really out of control and try to create some wealth for some people, because it's for yourself and others, because it's one thing to work a job for the rest of your life, but it's another thing entirely to create a new product or a new service and do something for people on your own, create your own business. Of course, that would actually take an entrepreneurial mindset and somebody that's willing to step outside of a few boxes and take a few risks in their lives. You know, these kind of people, these whiners, these are the kinds of people that are just virtually useless. They're good enough to show up at a job on time from time to time and you know, perform a few mandatory tasks, manual labor perhaps, punching some buttons on a cash register, but otherwise... You know, what else do you do?
I'm not sure. Huh? I think you're just being mean.
Yeah, I am being mean because I'm sick of these people. But you're just worthless wastes of life, in my opinion.
You don't know for sure whether how each one of these people are. I mean, certainly there are employees
I know
out
they're
there
useless.
That just suck off the system.
I know the people in this case are useless. A bunch of people that want to suck off the system and take advantage of as much as they possibly can and not have to do as little work as they possibly can. They want to avoid work altogether if they can. And it's just pathetic.
Which it seems to me that a lot of people work very hard at not working. very hard. Like it seems like a lot of work.
Jumping through hoops to collect welfare checks and that sort of thing?
Anything. I mean, it seems like it's just as much work not to work. Get up and do something.
Yeah.
Burn a few calories. Come on, let's go.
And stop complaining about it. If you don't like your situation, you are free to change it. That is, we may be losing freedoms like crazy in America. We may have a police state cracking down on us. But you're still free enough to leave your situation that you're in, as far as your job is concerned, and go somewhere else.
Might be a little scary.
Oh, yeah, that's another factor, isn't it? The fact that people don't like change. They like their comfort zones. It's comfortable. They know the paycheck's going to come in next week, presuming they don't get fired, which is quite a presumption for people to make, because you could get fired at any time at your job. Whereas if you're working for yourself...
Or injured and not be able to work.
Yeah, whereas if you're working for yourself, then it's pretty much your destiny's in your hands. But people will just take whatever excuse they can get to get out of work and not do anything and just be lazy. And, you know, I don't know how much government is a factor here in people's attitudes, but really, take control of your life and make a difference if there's something you don't like. I'm sick and tired of hearing people complain about their jobs. Go do something else. And you know what? How many immigrants would have complained about this sort of thing? I mean, there's immigrants out there throwing...
They don't have time to complain. They're too busy plucking chickens.
They're throwing bushels of apples. They're throwing stuff onto trucks, getting paid by the unit. They're working hard as these lazy bums are complaining about missing their payment on their breaks. I mean, it's just crazy. Finney in here with you.
And Mark.
And we are done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves and take control of your life. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey.